Funeral of my character. What is lost for good reason. Things turn bizarre when the canvas of my feelings is better off in front of the MacBook at home. Night may tell why every day is bigger and more worth knowing. Morning may find me rereading the quote on the tea mug. Afternoon may pose questions like whether I need to put on a bra and wash my face for the babysitter, while twilight sees me as Yoko Ono, superior, isolate, intrusive, and revered. Similarly, months pass. A bodybuilder can never be mistaken for anything but a bodybuilder, but a sensitive type is, in June, sufficiently unmedicated and high on the gosh golden light. In February, I see the first wildflower peep from under the snow. It waves to me on its stem. When summer is done, I watch the stem crack, bend over, get brown and stiff. But that's all right, because I know the seed will live under the snow. Similarly, at the funeral of my character, I undergo an ouch translation. My character is built up and scraped away like acrylic on a canvas. My character tells me a moral or an ending is a lie, but a story that can't end is incomplete and is waiting for someone to finish it in the simplest manner possible.